Hi, everyone. This is Erica Carvajal with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. Thanks so much for tuning in today. For this episode, we're pleased to be joined by our guests as we discuss magnet-focused innovation. So we're joined by three great speakers here. First, we have Dr. Tabassum Salam, Chief Learning Officer and Vice President of Patient Experience at Christiana Care. We're also joined by Julie Mo Davis, Director of Customer Experience, Reporting and Insight, also at Christiana Care. And finally, we're joined by Billy Keene, Customer Liaison Director of Process and Training at NRC Health. So thank you all so much for taking the time and hopping on to chat today.
Happy to be here.
Very happy to be here. Nice to talk to you all.
Yeah, to get us started, do you mind just each giving us a bit more context on your background and roles? Julie, can I start with you?
Yeah, absolutely. So hello, my name is Julie Davis. As you mentioned, the Director of Customer Experience, Reporting and Insight at Christiana Care. I've actually been with Christiana Care for 8 years. The first five of those years were spent on one of our busy inpatient units as a nurse. And during that time, I developed a pretty specific interest in patient experience. And so I joined the team in 2019. In my current role, I am responsible for the patient experience survey process through NRC, the data and the analytics that are associated with that, and overall just making sure that our great team has the feedback and insight from our patients necessary to do their job and to drive improvement across the system. And in addition, as one of the nurses on the team, I lead our engagement with the Department of Nursing here. And as I'm sure we will touch on today, nursing and patient experience are deeply connected and intertwined. And we've had some great experience success over the last year through our partnerships with the Department of Nursing. So happy to be here.
Thanks so much. And Dr. Salam?
Well, I have been at Christiana Care too for a long time, actually even longer than Julie, over two decades, two fulfilling decades, I should add. I am an internal medicine physician, and my career started in patient care and education, practicing both in the inpatient setting and in the ambulatory setting, and I'm still in practice today. But I've been really lucky over the course of my career to evolve into new teams and new initiatives and new areas, all of which affect patient care. And so right now I merge two of my great passions, one of which is education. So I work with our team that creates and delivers education, content, leadership development opportunities across the organization to both clinical and operational caregivers. And I also get to work with amazing folks like Julie on our patient experience improvement team that works with caregivers across the whole organization. And it's a great joy to be able to bring all those lenses to really elevating the care that we give to every patient and their families that comes into contact with all of us at Christiana Care.
Thanks, Dr. Salam. And Billy?
Yeah, so as customer liaison director at NRC Health, I collaborate with health systems like Christiana Care to solve problems, celebrate successes, and most importantly, implement our shared mission of human understanding. I also support NRC Health partners who are on the journey toward magnet designation or redesignation, which is why I'm here today. I don't have any nursing experience myself, but I am the proud son of a nurse, and it really is her tenacious spirit and commitment to patient care that inspired me to join NRC Health 6 years ago.
Love to hear that. And thanks so much to each of you again for being here. I think we've got a, you know, diverse background and experience, so should make for a really nice discussion here. I know we're talking about magnet programs here. So let's start there at the highest level for listeners who might not be completely familiar with magnet. What exactly is the ANCC magnet program? If you could give us a brief overview.
Yeah, of course. So the magnet recognition program was developed by the American Nurses Credentialing Center, or ANCC, as we more regularly refer to them as, to recognize healthcare organizations that provide nursing excellence. The program recognizes healthcare organizations for quality patient care, nursing excellence, and innovation in professional nursing practice. So it really is considered the gold standard across the industry in terms of nursing excellence. In order to achieve magnet recognition, organizations must pass a rigorous and lengthy process that demands widespread participation from hospital staff and hospital leadership. The process begins with an application, followed by written documentation that demonstrates excellence across what ANCC has defined as the five components or pillars of magnetism. So just their main tenets of the program. And then from there, if scores from that written documentation do fall within a range of excellence, an on-site visit will occur to thoroughly assess the organization. After the on-site, ANCC then awards magnet designation if they determine that all of those required components have been met. And that's not the end of the story for each organization or hospital, because the designation actually only lasts for 4 years. So this is something that each magnet designated organization is doing every 4 years in order to attain redesignation. So it really is the best of the best. Just to kind of frame that up, currently less than 600 of the more than 6,000 US healthcare organizations have actually received magnet designation. So that really underlines just how exclusive the program truly is.
Yeah, thanks, Billy. It is a really, really exclusive program, and there is so much going on. It really is a never-ending process in terms of always trying to improve. So I know that ChristianaCare achieved its first magnet designation in 2010, and then I know every 4 years went on to achieve it again in 2015 and 2020. So now you're in the process of trying to get that redesignation again. So what can you tell us about the process now that you've been through it several times and the level of commitment it requires from an organization?
Well, it's very important. It's very important to all of us at ChristianaCare. And the reason it serves such an important purpose for us at ChristianaCare is it's a unifying framework. It's a process that we use for all of us, caregivers of all disciplines, to align and focus on our unrelenting efforts to improve patient outcomes. And just like Billy outlined, it is championed and led by our nursing department. But the great thing about all of the components that you heard about is that it takes a high level of commitment from everyone at the organization in order to go through the process, to do the rigorous self-review, self-reflection, and improvement that it takes. And it serves a unifying purpose. It serves as a shared focal point for all of us.
Yeah, absolutely. A common shared mission. Can you also speak to some of the benefits of magnet designation?
Well, I've mentioned already, there's a rigor and a discipline required to systematically build and sustain all the education, the development programs, the clinical care programs, the quality and safety improvement projects, and the patient experience improvement projects that all our nurses and all our clinicians collectively utilize in pursuit of excellent patient outcomes. And participating in the magnet process allows all of us the shared framework around which we anchor our efforts. And of course, with each successful redesignation, we take time to celebrate everyone's dedication and contributions. Billy alluded to the relative exclusivity of programs of hospitals that achieve the designation. We take pride in that. We take a moment to celebrate, a moment of pride, reflect on all the good we've achieved that's represented in our application, so to speak. But it's more than just the application. It's the symbolism. It reflects all that hard work and that collective energy. That is the real value that I see as we collectively work towards magnet designation.
Yeah, I echo those same things for sure. I think that the biggest thing too that I always think of when I'm asked about benefits is I kind of go back to the name magnet itself too, in the sense that the program was actually named magnet because if you are actually proving excellence in those five key components of the program, your hospital does act as a magnet and attracts and keeps the most qualified nurses, as well as and then as Tabson was saying, it extends into the rest of the staff as well, attracts and keeps great providers, great additional support staff, aside from just those nurses. A few fun stats to throw your way too, just to kind of underline that job satisfaction component of magnet. A study that was done by the Journal of Nursing Administration cites that registered nurses who work in a magnet-designated hospital are 18% less likely to be dissatisfied with their job compared to their counterparts working in non-magnet institutions. So that really kind of helps us really see that it helps the nursing staff as well as other staff members really have a pride in their work as well, because they see how much the hospital is investing in them by going through all of the rigor that is involved in the program itself. There's also some benefits to patients too. So we also see in another study that was done in 2013 that looked at 56 magnet hospitals with over 500 other hospitals across the US. The mortality rates for those 56 magnet hospitals were 20% lower than what we saw at those 500 other hospitals. And that really did extend into lots of other safety metrics as well. So fewer medication errors, fewer failure to rescue, lower patient fall rates, lots of those different metrics that we all look at for safety were also better at these magnet institutions. So just kind of a runs the gamut for what sorts of benefits you really do see.
Yeah, it's really great to hear how the magnetism designation really does serve as like a constant source of pride and the symbolism that you were mentioning, Dr. Salam. And I think, Billy, to speak to those stats you were mentioning, we're definitely seeing more and more reports like that, just kind of showing the concrete benefits too, and more and more nursing leaders as well talking about the retention aspect too in terms of attracting providers. Can you also speak to what magnet best practices or advice with listeners, given you have achieved it three times already for the Christiana Care team?
From my perspective, the advice I'd give is embrace the spirit of continuous improvement that is at the core of a recognition program like Magnet. It's not only about achieving the designation. The actual value is in the collective self-reflection and then the activation of your whole team to work on enhancing quality metrics, safety metrics, patient experience, educating ourselves on the next evolving innovations in nursing and clinical care, leadership development, enabling every single one of us to, again, rise and help our teams elevate the way that we take care of each other and of patients and families, and inevitably the process improvement in all those factors I just described: quality, safety, patient experience, caregiver experience. All of the impetus for that process improvement is just priceless. It allows us collectively as an organization to propel ourselves forward.
And I know you both started to touch on this as well, and sort of how, you know, Magnet goes beyond nursing and nurses. So, you know, given nursing excellence is only one piece of the puzzle, how do you also ensure providers, other care team members are also striving towards the same goals and values?
Well, I'll give you my opinion, and then I want to hear from Julie as well. We all recognize that healthcare is best delivered in a multidisciplinary team format. And so I find that when we center our focus on patients and families and on improving their outcomes, that's a universal goal, and everyone in the care team can get behind that. And so I also find a lot of value in positive reinforcement, making sure that every member of the care team, both clinical and non-clinical for that matter, is able to see the value of their contributions. So it's wonderful to be able to bring in their diverse insights into all of these projects and improvement opportunities.
Yeah, and I'll just add that, you know, for Christiana Care, it always starts with the why behind experience, which is something that is articulated and emphasized by not only our team, but certainly from all of our caregivers as well. Our two core values are love and excellence, and experience is deeply embedded in both of those values. And we use that as the framework for our engagement with our partners from all disciplines. In addition, from a goal perspective, we identify one key metric across the system each fiscal year that is the focus for improvement. And we make sure to select metrics that are general in nature because they allow all of our caregivers to see themselves in patient experience improvement. However, understanding that they are general in nature, we utilize correlation reports to drill down deeper into what aspects of the experience, what metrics really have that greatest impact on our patients' overall experience. And actually, one of those metrics is around the patient's perception of teamwork, that we work together to meet their needs and had good communication between all the different caregivers that are involved. So our team has worked diligently to create standardized materials around this that allow all of our disciplines to see how they can contribute to this work. And then finally, you know, we have engaged in some intensive work over the last year with units and locations that needed improvement in patient experience. And this work started in collaboration with the Department of Nursing, but we expanded it to include all disciplines, including our providers, knowing that no one role or discipline can achieve something as great as experience alone. So ultimately, this deep work was interdisciplinary, and we have seen some great success with it. I think owed in no small part to ensuring that all members of the care team saw themselves in the improvement and were on the same page regarding goals and how to achieve them.
Thanks, Julie. You know, none of us are strangers to data and reports showing the care teams across the country, you know, feel overworked, underappreciated. And we know that that can have a negative effect on the patient experience. So how can you improve provider and nurse morale to really positively affect patient outcomes? Can you talk about that connection?
Well, I think one thing we do with a lot of intention is we make sure that our caregivers hear all the positive things that our patients have to say about their care. And Julie and other members of our team painstakingly find all our patients' words of appreciation from our patient experience surveys. And our collaborative team over at NRC enables a lot of the tools that makes it efficient for us to do so. And not only efficient, you know, every single word of appreciation is precious because there is one or many caregiver at the end of it who deserves to know that their delivery of care with love and excellence was recognized. And we take lots of effort to bring those words of recognition to each caregiver. We use a ton of different channels to do that, direct outreach to each caregiver individually, or to unit leaders or supervisors for them to share at team huddles so everyone can reflect on the good that they're doing. We use our internal all caregiver portal to spread the good news and to recognize our outstanding caregivers out in our external websites and other venues like this one. I hope any caregiver who's hearing this knows that I'm talking about them. So we really want to make sure we close that recognition loop, make sure that our caregivers hear all the positivity and warmth in order to bolster their morale, their mental energy, and their sense of purpose.
Just add one more thing that, you know, this year, in addition to all that Dr. Salam described, we are thoughtfully partnering with the Center for Work-Life Wellbeing at ChristianaCare. So as we support some locations really intensively with experience improvement, and as we've been engaged over the last year in that work, one of the things that has really stood out to us is that deep connection between caregiver well-being and patient experience. And so we want to make sure that the support from the patient experience team's perspective is married with caregiver well-being support as well, knowing how essential it is.
Yeah, I just echo the exact same things that both of you just shared in terms of really just trying to make sure that sharing compliments gathered from patient feedback data or really celebrating top performers, reinforcing positive behaviors really go a long way to really just change the story for how each individual person that's a cog in the wheel of the delivering care to those patients really does perceive themselves or perceives their own performance. It's so easy to get a lost in the negative pieces or the parts where, you know, you can do better. And so I think we all need each other to remind or our leaders to remind us when we're that we are doing really well and when we are providing excellent care in some way or when we have received some sort of compliment or kudos. I'm kind of our stats guy today, I guess. So the only other thing I wanted to share is that a recent study that was actually published by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services when interviewing physicians and nurses found that 54% have self-reported that they do feel that they've been suffering from burnout. And I'm sure that some of that's related to the pandemic and just the change of the landscape from that. But doing things like exactly what we were all just sharing before in terms of really recognizing those caregivers, I think is the first step in really getting back to the basics and making sure that those people are happy and understand how important they are to the work that they're doing.
Yeah, definitely so important for them to continually hear about. And it's great to hear it's happening at different levels. I know, Dr. Salam, you mentioned, you know, the unit managers and also the individual outreach as well. As we wrap up here, is there anything else you'd like to leave our audience with that maybe we hadn't gotten to yet or key thoughts?
Well, one quick plug I'd like to make, just since we've been having such a great engaging conversation around the ANCC Magnet Program, is that NRC Health will actually have a big booth at the ANCC conference in Chicago, which is going to be October 12th through the 15th. So just coming up right around the corner. So if any of our listeners are attending, please stop by and talk to us. We'll even have some swag for you to take home with you. So we'd love to see any of you there.
Well, Dr. Salam, Julie, Billy, thank you all for hopping on today and talking through magnet designation and all the benefits and everything involved at the organizational level that goes into this. We also want to thank our podcast sponsor, NRC Health. And listeners, you can tune in to additional episodes by visiting the podcast page on our website. Thank you all so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.